This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 9th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today is the International Day to Protect Education from Attack, a day to raise awareness of the plight of millions of children living in countries affected by conflict and giving them access to quality education. We can support this cause and help change lives. We can donate our money or our time to organizations such as UNESCO, UNICEF, Save the Children Canada, our Children's Aid Foundation of Canada, or other organizations. We need to realize that right now, approximately 59,000 children and youth across Canada are living in permanent government care, with foster families, extended family, or in institutional settings. At least 300,000 more are living with vulnerable or unstable families and are significantly at risk of abuse and neglect. These children need our help. It's not their fault they find themselves where they are. They need us to help lift them up and give them an opportunity to get an education and build a brighter future for themselves. We can make a difference. Tomorrow is National Grandparents' Day. It's a day to commemorate and pay respect to grandparents, to recognize the importance that older people can have on the lives of the young, and to give grandparents the opportunity to show love and support for their children's children. The official flower is the forget-me-nots. There are in Canada 7.5 million grandparents who contribute to family and community life. They're called by different names: Pop, Gigi, Bibi, Babu, Oma, Opa, Lola, Lolo, Buba, Zeta, Nona, Nono, and the list can go on and on. What's important is that these names bring loving thoughts to those who use them. Grandparents play a role in the life of their grandchildren. They can be mentors, historians, loving companions, childcare providers, and they provide a strong intergenerational connection so that grandchildren feel secure and feel that they belong to the extended family. Today, as the number of seniors grow, grandparents and even great-grandparents have become a part of our life. The sandwich generation, those who care for both their children and their parents, is actually growing to a club sandwich generation. We're having a great-grandparent boom. It's been estimated that by 2030, most 8-year-olds will have at least one living great-grandparent. As older adults, we can love and nurture our children, their children, and perhaps their children's children. We can have a positive impact on our family, extended family, and society in general. We can build bridges by sharing our knowledge, experience, and giving our emotional and physical support as much as we're able. Grandparenthood gives us an opportunity to bond with other generations and leave our legacy. There's an online communication to help us if we wish. It's the CanadianGrandparents.ca. With the pleasure of loving and giving to our grandchildren comes a playbook of to-dos and not to-dos. We can share our stories and what we've seen. We can be there for them. We can give love and care. We can listen. It's been said the best parents get promoted to grandparents, and grandparents can be a treasure in one's family. So let's not just drop by. Let's not be the parent, but be the grandparent. Let's respect the wishes of our children's parenting choices and realize that different isn't necessarily wrong. And let's not compete for time and attention or love with anyone. Let's just be our best self and enjoy the pleasure of grandparenting. We are all part of the human family. When we link together to help one another, we build a good future. When we nurture children and help them get an education and raise them up, we all benefit. So today, let's find ways to support children and their education everywhere. And tomorrow, National Grandparents Day, let's celebrate the people who have and do grandparent. The Holocaust murdered my grandparents, but I did get adopted by a lady called Sophie, who treated my parents as her children and grandmothered me. In her memory, I invite anyone wishing to be a grandparent to do so. Find children to love, to support, and to mentor. Let's use our gifts. We can foster or adopt a child. We can mentor one or many of them. We can use programs such as Big Steps to Success, Big Brothers and Sisters of Canada, CHEERS, StepZone for Youth, or others, and we can find children who'll appreciate being grandparented. It matters not who we grandparent so long as we find a child who will benefit from having us as a grandmother or grandfather. When we grandparent, not only will we be giving of ourselves, but we'll also benefit as well. It's been shown that grandparenting relationships improve our quality of life and our health. We combat depression, sharpen our minds, we stay active, and we conquer loneliness too. So let's take on the joys of grandparenthood and reap the benefits as we give our best to those who follow us. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team will share their experience and knowledge to help empower us. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach, and we'll talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller, learn about moving and downsizing from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and I'll find time to be your wardrobe doctor too. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. We'll learn more about our financial wellness from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
Having a grandchild is precious. And whether it's when they're born or when they're a bit older, many grandparents' thoughts turn to wanting to help their grandchildren financially, and in particular, with funding their education. As we discuss the possibilities of how to accomplish this, one of the first options that we discuss is the Registered Education Savings Plan, commonly referred to by its acronym, an RESP. And that is what I'd like to talk about today. Grandparents opening an RESP for their grandchild or grandchildren. The RESP is a great savings vehicle for funding post-secondary education. Contributions can be made up to certain limits, and when you contribute, the first $2,500 of contributions per year for each eligible beneficiary receive a 20% grant or $500 from the government up to the lifetime limit of $7,200 per beneficiary. A wide range of programs are eligible to be paid for from an RESP when it comes to education, not just university. And so for these reasons, RESPs are a really attractive option for grandparents wanting to give their children the gift of post-secondary education. However, like all things, there are some real considerations and things to be aware of as a grandparent who opens an RESP for their grandchild or grandchildren. The three big ones I want to talk about today include, firstly, have the parents already opened an RESP for those grandchildren or their children? If so, between the two RESPs, the one that you might open and the one the parents might open, don't go over the contribution limits. The limits apply to the individual beneficiary, so that child, across all of their RESPs. Second of all, beware of the implications if you open and fund an RESP for your grandchild, but they don't attend an eligible post-secondary program. If an RESP needs to be collapsed, understand those implications. The grant goes back to the government. Your contributions come back to you, but how to get the accumulated growth out of the RESP is complicated and potentially quite costly tax-wise. And thirdly, estate implications. If you open an RESP as what is called the subscriber, and you, the subscriber, so the person who owns the account and contributes to the account, passes away before the RESP has been fully used, make sure your estate plan considers the RESP. If there's a joint subscriber, so a spouse, common law partner, the RESP would pass to the surviving subscriber and sort of like probate. However, in the event there is no surviving subscriber, most people wrongly assume that the RESP would simply roll to the grandchild as the beneficiary. In fact, the RESP would form part of your estate, and without proper planning, potentially the plan would be wound up. Grants would need to go back and be repaid to the government, and the tax consequences to your estate may be significant. If you're the subscriber of an RESP, it is very important that you discuss this account with your estate lawyer. And if you have specific wishes for the RESP to continue in the event of your passing, that provisions are made in your will to name a successor subscriber and any stipulations you may have about that RESP's contributions and use going forward. RESPs are a great way to help give your grandchildren a head start. Like all things, there are considerations to be aware of, and with the right planning and advice, an RESP can be a tremendous gift, not just today, but for your grandchild's lifetime.
Well, Leslie, you've definitely hit the nail on the head as far as our topic today. We're celebrating grandparents, and anyone listening may have great intentions to help their grandchildren get an education. But planning and the right planning is important. If you want to understand the implications and do what's best, have a complimentary consultation with Leslie McCormick or Darren Farwell and the team at the Farwell Group. Leslie, your number?
416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Doing things right means getting good advice from someone that has experience and knowledge. That happens at the Farwell Group. It won't cost you anything but some time, but then you'll be making an informed decision and you won't be misstepping. You'll be able to help your grandchildren if that's your intent. The number again, 416 863-7501. Thank you, Leslie, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I thought I'd talk a little bit about natural approaches to for optimum eye health. And, you know, we do notice as we get older, unfortunately, that vision changes a lot through our lifetime. And certainly as a child, we might have perfect vision, but as we age, things get blurrier. And vision loss basically can affect our lives as we age. And there's a couple of reasons that happen. Certainly, you know, the natural aging process as time goes on, for example, we have a gradual loss of our eyes' ability to focus on objects close. And that usually starts around age 40. Cataracts, this is an age-related condition. It can cause cloudy patches develop on the clear lens of the eye. Most people might have heard about age-related macular degeneration, and this is actually one of the leading causes of vision loss in people over 50. And certainly, you know, more as we've gotten more attached to our computers and our screens, eye strain and screen time certainly can have a significant effect on our eyes. Other things that can cause, effects in our eyes are genetics. So some people are more likely to develop certain eye conditions, for example, glaucoma. And certainly, especially from a naturopathic perspective, we think about diet, smoking, and excessive alcohol consumption. All these things can affect our vision. So one of the things I want to focus on, certainly next week, is how we can improve eye health through diet and also some lifestyle changes and maybe some supplements to talk about that can affect and benefit our eye health. So for now, if people have any questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So, Dr. Betty, are you still offering complimentary consultations for my listeners?
Absolutely, yes. A free 15-minute consultation. They can certainly give me a call and discuss some of their health concerns if they like.
And basically, you can deal with your health naturally. Take charge of your health, and if you have questions, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic can help you deal with these problems and offer you solutions. She'll work with your doctor as well, and she's really dedicated to you and your needs. So one complimentary consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Dr. Betty, thank you for sharing that information about our eye health, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Effective communication, especially intergenerational conversation, requires we listen, hear what is spoken, and respond. To explain how to look after our ears and understand hearing devices, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're right. Sharing our stories is one of the best ways for people to remember us. I remember the countless stories that both my grandfathers used to tell me. I remember sitting by them both while they told me stories about their lives and their experiences. These stories are things that bring these people back to life in our minds long after they have passed on. And I think that this is one of the most special ways that human beings have to leave a legacy. I can honestly say that the work that I do brings me closer to so many people who share parts of their life stories with me. It is the sharing of these experiences and stories that make my job one of the best in the world, because we enable these types of conversations to happen, and I get to be a part of that. It just so happens that we use hearing aids to open that proverbial door so that people can have an easier time doing so. And just like we do each week, I share a story with you and the listeners so that they too can take that experience and knowledge and use it to hopefully better their lives or perhaps someone else's. Which brings me to my happy story for today. I've been working with one of my clients by the name of Gertrude for several years. This year she'll be 94, and she has the most wonderful personality. She's the type of person who isn't shy about asking for help, and she often makes visits to the clinic whenever she needs us. One day, she was telling one of her daughters how she comes to the hearing clinic as often as she does, and she found it to be a very friendly place. Her daughter was in shock and told her that she shouldn't be doing that and that she was taking up too much of our time. The next day, Gertrude wrote me a letter apologizing for taking up my time. She mentioned that her daughter told her not to come to the clinic like she had been doing. When I got this letter, I immediately called Gertrude and said to absolutely ignore what her daughter had told her and that she was welcome here anytime she needed us. Well, naturally, Gertrude was thrilled to hear that. Last week, I saw Gertrude and she was so happy to see us. She needed help with changing the wax guards on her hearing aids. And in our visits, we chat about all kinds of things, and she usually asks me for advice about things that she doesn't really know about. This particular time, she asked me my opinion about selling her condo or renting it out if she decided to move to retirement residence. So, as you can see, we talk about a great deal of things here in the clinic, and as much as I teach people about hearing aids, people teach us a great deal too, just by being able to have these great conversations.
I think we always are enriched when people share their stories and when they're not shy and they ask for help and we're able to help them. I know that you serve people as if they were family, Edmund, and I always get calls from listeners and recommend you, and then they phone me back and they thank me. So thanks for sharing Gertrude's story. Anyone listening who wants to understand hearing aids better or needs a hearing test, what do you recommend that they do?
Well, the first thing I would suggest doing is pick up the phone and call the office and book a hearing test. It's a simple procedure, and all it takes is a little bit of your time. There's no pain or discomfort involved, and it usually strikes up a great conversation.
When you deal with people who listen, you get solutions and understand options and can make informed decisions. Remember the name Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. That's a place where you can feel comfortable, you don't have to be shy, you can say what your problem is, ask your questions, and get answers without being rushed. The phone number, Edmund, to reach you.
The best phone number is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. And your locations, Edmund?
We have two locations. One is at 702 Coxwell Avenue, which is just north of Danforth. We're right by the Coxwell subway station. And the second location is in Scarborough at Victoria Park and Ellesmere Road. This is our accessible location. This is inside the Parkway Mall.
Thank you for sharing Gertrude's story. A shout out to her if she's listening. And I look forward to having another happy story next week, Edmund. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too, Marilyn.
Thank you. Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Cupid. How is Linda Miller today?
I'm good. I've had lots of happy couples this week, so that's always good. I was talking to one of my clients. His name's Paul, and he's a doctor, and probably about a year ago, we matched him with Vivian. And he said they had a very romantic date, went out for a late dinner together. And we heard back and forth from him during that time. And he said it was going well, but he was very, very busy at work. He's in a big hospital as well as he has his own practice. So he said, you know, I'm really busy and I feel kind of guilty about it. But then since then, they've really settled into their relationship. He says, we've done a ton of trips together. And he said, you know, we were in, as an example, he said, you know, we're in Budapest for the Christmas markets. It's raining. He said, we walk in front of St. Stephen's Church. And he said, you know, I pull her in and kiss her in the alcove. And he said, it was just so romantic. And he said, you know, I just felt so young and it was just wonderful. And they've since been on another trip with his children. And it's very funny because they keep saying to him in front of her, so when are you going to propose? So it's really nice to hear that because, you know, not everybody likes the person that dates their dad or their mom. Sometimes there's some animosity there. So to hear that and it was really nice. I really like it. As a matchmaker, I think, wow, that's, what more could you ask for that your children love the person that you're dating? And so for them, I thought that was really cool and really good to hear.
So romance can bloom. It can be an anti-aging formula. And once you have the right person, you can travel the world and share family events and enjoy life. How much better can it get? Linda, how do we reach you if we want to talk about making our life better?
So the thing to do is call our office at 416-777-6302. You can also visit our website at mistyriverintros.com. We're not an online service, but we have a really a great website. I write a blog on there, and there's some of my happy couples. They sent me photos, and I've written a little story about their experience, a little brief synopsis of their experience with Misty River. So it's kind of fun to look that up and see the kind of people that join, as well as there's some great articles that have come out recently that I've done on CTV and various news programs. And so it talks a little bit about my dating philosophy and some of the rules I like to use and ask people to use when they're using our service, just because I think it's important to sort of start as you mean to go on. And so I do have a whole philosophy around that. So mistyriverintros.com. You can even book an appointment right on the website, or you can call the office at 416-777-6302 and book an appointment as well.
New beginnings can be exciting, but you can't discover what's in your future unless you take the first step. Think Misty River Introductions, Cupid, Linda Miller, and then take down this number, 416-777-6302, mistyriverintros.com. There are rules to dating, and there's a method to Linda Miller's madness. Find out what it is and see if perhaps that special someone is just waiting one call away. Linda, thank you for sharing Paul and Vivian's story. Look forward to another happy story next week.
Thank you.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to talk about a new study that came out from the University of Michigan that was published in U.S. Today very recently, just this past August. What they looked at is they looked at middle-aged U.S. adults, and what they found was binge drinking, vaping, marijuana use, and hallucinogen consumption reached an all-time high in adults last year in the U.S. It really reflects an upward trajectory in substance use, and I would say substance abuse. And so as we're thinking about drugs and binge drinking, you know, we often think of teenagers and kids in college, but what we're finding is even the group between 35 and 50 are using these substances in quite large numbers. I think it's really important because we need to reflect on our general health. We need to reflect on our driving habits. We need to reflect on our work habits and whether we can concentrate and how we do in the work situation. And when we start to look at numbers going up, we start to worry about the choices the population is making. We know with COVID, people were very isolated, and it's been a very difficult time. And quite a few numbers of people have turned to some kind of substance use or substance abuse. So let's pay attention, Canada. These aren't good choices. And although this was a U.S. report, most likely the numbers are similar in Canada, just lower numbers.
Well, Dr. Brown, that was very interesting. Thanks for waving that red flag so we can be aware of the choices we make so we can healthily age. Your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gives us useful advice so that we can take charge of our health. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's. They're available in bookstores across Canada and can be requested on Amazon and also on drvivianbrown.com. It's about us being aware of what's going on and knowing our options, and then we can approach aging in a healthy manner. Dr. Brown, you always give us clear advice, and I appreciate your giving us facts and figures today. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic joins us to raise awareness of the need for us to speak openly and freely about our vaginal health. She's here now to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning. I love that we sort of preface it by saying that vagina, vagina, vagina. And, you know, I think it's important for women to realize that, like all of the organs in our body that we worry about, the vagina is also one of them. And it's the one that we barely think about unless something goes wrong. And then if something goes wrong, we tend to sweep it underneath the carpet and try not to think about it. But, you know, I love that you give me this platform to say, hey, let's not sweep this under the carpet and let's deal with the problem because it could lead to other problems. So thank you for this forum.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here and also to have the opportunity to talk vagina because women seem to be shy to say the word, to deal with it. And if they have problems, sometimes they don't even know because they don't talk amongst themselves about vaginal aging and what can happen. So maybe we could start there, Dr. Faye, and you could tell us a little about what our vaginas do as we age.
So as the vaginas, you know, are an organ that is sort of the entranceway to the uterus for reproduction. And as we age, the tissue in the vagina changes. And a lot of women will notice a bowel discharge or itching or dryness or a sort of a weird kind of discharge with different colors. And all of those related to the hormonal changes or the lack of hormones in the vagina as we age. And by itself, that's fine, except it can lead to things like painful intercourse. And importantly for our health, it can lead to frequent bladder infections or pressure on the bladder or that feeling of urgency that you have to go to the bathroom all the time. And it's all related to the hormonal changes in our pelvic area, the vagina, and therefore the organs around it. And I think that, you know, I try very hard in part of my physical exam and even history with my patients is to address the vagina, to address intercourse, to address these kind of changes because women don't always bring it up. And I think it's important that they think about what's going on in their bodies and what can they do to help make them feel better, not just stay healthy.
Now, you've had patients over the years, and some of them are now menopausal and having these symptoms. So what does the FemRenew Clinic offer these ladies?
So What's very exciting about what we have here is a non-hormonal way to treat vaginal dryness. So if the vagina changes because of lack of estrogen and some women can't or don't want to go on hormone replacement, then the Mona Lisa laser, which is sort of the star of my clinic, is a very fast, easy, painless procedure that rejuvenates the vagina, brings in collagen, brings in fibroblasts, and makes the vagina, you know, if you will, young again. It makes it feel as if we were younger. It helps protect the bladder. It helps increase lubrication. It helps make intimacy easier. Women, therefore, feel better about themselves. I know that sounds horrible, but it's true. And healthier from all sorts of bladder different issues. So what's nice is that it's painless. There's no operation or hormones involved. It's just a superficial treatment similar to going for a facial, except we do it inside the vagina. And that's the Mona Lisa laser.
The Mona Lisa laser. And is there any downtime? How much time do we have to invest in rejuvenating our vaginas?
Well, it's three treatments that are done 6 weeks apart, and then there's a maintenance to it depending on how quickly. It's usually 6 months to a year with just one treatment. So it's a very low output of time, and there's no prep and there's no recovery. You're sort of in and out of the office, and patients are thrilled. Patients are happy with the results that they get.
So basically, we look after our faces because people see them, but we're experiencing problems with our vagina and discomfort, but we don't deal with them. And you're offering women a place where they can talk vagina and where they can explore the possibilities and treat what needs to be treated in the way it needs to be done. Now, you're a gynecologist. Do we need a referral?
No, you don't need a referral. You can call my office. The number is 416-924-4666, and we can make an appointment for you. I'd be more than happy to meet and treat patients as they come in, examine you, and decide what makes sense going forward.
So gentle, effective, safe treatments are available, and better vaginal health can be yours. One call gets you started. 416-924-4666, Dr. Faye Weisberg, FemRenew Clinic. And the location, Dr. Faye?
I'm located at the northeast corner of Yonge and York Mills, right on top of the subway station. It's super convenient. There's easy parking in the building.
So if you're interested in rejuvenating your vagina, if you're experiencing problems, go to your doctor and remember the name, Dr. Faye Weisberg, FemRenew Clinic. Ask your questions, get your answers, and explore the possibilities. 416-924-4666. Thanks, Dr. Faye. Look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Marilyn.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. I announced last Saturday my store, Marilyn's, needs to be empty and closed by September the 15th. I've sent an email to my loyal clients who've supported me for over 40 years. I included the opportunity to shop privately at 50% off my value-priced clothing to you, my listeners, and some of you have already visited. A shout-out to all of you. Thank you for your support. And I'm glad that you came and got a bargain. I've extended my sale until this Wednesday, September the 13th. All it takes is one phone call to me to set a day and time so you can shop privately. My direct line, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. My shop is at 200 Spadina Avenue, north of Queen. One streetcar from either Bloor Subway Station or Union Station. When you come, you'll find clothing in sizes 2 to 22. New fall arrivals are included. Accessories like shawls and scarves and necklaces are all $10. So come enjoy shopping at Maryland's at 50% off everything. I look forward to hearing from you and meeting you. All it takes is one call directly to me, Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. And here's a tip for this week. Don't shop price tags when you shop a sale. Shop clothes. Select what you'd like to wear. Try things on. Select what fits your personal criteria so you look your best and you feel good wearing your bargain-priced acquisitions. It's not what you save that will determine the true bargain. For example, perhaps a gown is $1,000 marked down to just $1. But it isn't your size, it's a fabric that makes you itch. A true bargain, a savings of $999, is it's when that gown is one you'll love to wear. If not, it'll be hanging in your closet, tag on, until you give it away and you've wasted a dollar. Use a sale to acquire things you'll love to wear and basics you'll be happy to use and enjoy. Then, each time you wear it, you're actually getting better value. Buy something for $50 and wear it 1,000 times. You calculate the value. Of course, consider the cost of your bargain and then make your final decision. The price is important, but most important is that you take home what you'll love to wear with no if-onlys. So one call gets you started, 416-504-6777. So call me and set a date and time to shop for either today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I need you to help me empty my store, and you'll love the bargains that you get. Sale-priced items, shopping begins right after the show. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and I believe he has a happy story to start us off. Good morning, Daniel. Do we have a happy story?
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I do. I have a happy story this week about Doug, who lives in North York. Doug was playing some pickup ice hockey with his friends, and he accidentally got tripped, and he landed badly on his leg. Unfortunately, he fractured his leg and is now in a cast. So Doug is only 42 years old, but he requires some accessibility modifications to his home so he can navigate it easily. Knowing that this isn't a long-term injury and he will make a full recovery, he was looking for some temporary and permanent solutions to get him home once he was discharged from the hospital, which was coming up quickly as they are kicking people out pretty quick these days. So for starters, Doug has two steps before he can get into his house. I suggested we install a 10-foot portable ramp so he can be wheeled inside the house, and the ramp could be folded up and put away when he's not using it so nobody can actually see that there's a ramp there. Next, his bedroom and bathroom is on the second floor. In this case, I suggested a stairlift. I actually know of a company that rents the stairlifts, so Doug can rent the stairlift on a monthly basis and have it removed when he is healed and back to walking without crutches. Lastly, Doug has a bathtub, and it's very challenging for him to bathe as he steps into an 18-inch high tub. I offered a cost-effective and timely solution of a tub cutout. This would mean we could cut a small section of the front wall of the tub so Doug could have a 6 to 7 inch step to get inside the tub as opposed to an 18-inch step. Doug didn't really like this idea as it would ruin the aesthetics for the tub in the future. Instead, he opted to remove the tub completely and have us build a walk-in shower with a small curb that he could easily step over now and in the future. We strategically placed a fold-up bench, a stylish grab bar, and a handheld shower wand in the right areas for Doug so he could shower with ease. We got the tub conversion to a walk-in shower done in only 5 business days, and Doug couldn't believe we actually stuck to our word. With these changes, Doug was ready to be discharged from the hospital, and he could come home to a safe environment so he could stay independent and stay comfortable in his own home.
Well, it's interesting that Doug has a temporary problem, and you came up with solutions that will have longevity for him and serve him now. Anyone with an accessibility problem of any kind, I guess you personalize what you do with people. Can you explain how you work?
Absolutely. So I actually have a comprehensive assessment called the Total Home Safety Check. As you know, every case, it is a case-to-case basis. Everybody has different challenges in their home, or they may just want to do some upgrades to the house. So I call this the Total Home Safety Check, where I come to the home and we assess room by room what it is, how we can fix it. So if you have a bathroom you're looking to renovate, I actually give you a set of plans and know how much it's going to cost to renovate that bathroom so you have an idea. This goes for the kitchen. This goes for the front entrance, as I talked about with Doug. Maybe you need a permanent ramp, or maybe you have trouble getting out to the backyard because you have a high deck. We can come up with solutions for you. I call this the roadmap to the future. So I'll come out, full assessment, give you a full written report, and some prices so you know exactly what it's going to cost to do what you're looking to do.
When you do this, how much does this cost?
So this assessment costs $89.95.
$89.95 for a total home safety check. No obligation to have anything done after that?
No, no obligations. This is for you to know what you can actually do in your home. And you can get these implemented right away. You can do it in the future, whenever it's best for you. But it's really good to know if the home you're living in right now is a place you can stay long term. And that's what this assessment's all about.
So basically, you do it on time, you do it once, you do it right, and it starts with a total home safety check for $89.95. So someone has a roadmap and an understanding of true costs and timing. Am I correct?
That's exactly it.
So if someone wants to talk to you about this, how do we reach you?
You can call me directly at
647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility. And Daniel, before you run away, can we get a show special?
Oh, I can definitely do that for you, Marilyn. I'd say this week we can give the Total Home Safety Check for free for the first 3 callers.
So anyone who's got a phone nearby can dial 647-206-6409, ask for the total home safety check, and the first 3 callers will have it for free. It's excellent value even at $89.95, Daniel, but thank you for offering it to our listeners for free, and I look forward to another happy story next week, and a shout out to Doug.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Talk to you next week.
Bye for now.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. What can exercise do for you? Cranky, get moving. Exercise makes you feel happier. When you work out, your body makes endorphins, feel-good chemicals in the brain. You can actually start to feel better within a few minutes of moving. But the effects of regular exercise can last for a long time. You get more energy. You might not expect it, but using energy to exercise gives you more get up and go. Sometimes when you're tired, the last thing you want to do is move. But when you exercise on a regular basis, that fatigue goes away and you find yourself with a lot more pep. You get a good night's sleep. Get regular exercise to help you fall asleep faster and sleep more soundly. The harder you exercise, the more likely you are to have a good night's sleep. It doesn't matter when you exercise, as long as you don't have trouble sleeping. If you do have problems, though, work out earlier in the day. More confidence. You just walked a mile or you ran your first 5K. Success like that boosts your self-esteem and makes you ready to conquer anything. Exercise makes you feel good about yourself. Less stress. Exercise calms your body and your brain. After your body works hard, the levels of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol drop. Stress and anxiety fades away, especially after aerobic exercise. More productive. Want to be more efficient at work? Take a break and get some exercise. In one study, people who got moving in the middle of the day were much more productive when they went back to work. They were also happier and got along better with their coworkers. So try my online group training complimentary for 1 week and see if this is right for you. Call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Christine is my health coach. I work out 6 days a week. It works for me. It perhaps will work for you if you give it a chance, and you can't go wrong when you have a week for free to try. Call Christine, talk, explore the possibilities, and find what exercise can do for you. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. Speak to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. My tip of the week is to always make room for the things that make you smile the most. This may seem odd coming from me, as I typically help our clients make good downsizing decisions. When something's important to you, we can also come up with innovative ways to showcase your most cherished items, instead of leaving them buried in a trunk or in the back of a cupboard. When space is limited, good choices can still be made. You can keep the best of the best, and you can also let go of the rest, knowing that your wise decisions will reflect you and your personal priorities. Can you benefit from the experience and knowledge of a savvy and sensitive senior move manager throughout your transition? Call me at 416-697-8106 to book your complimentary consultation in the GTA.
Well, Lori, keep the best, let go of the rest. Great advice. If you want more advice about moving and downsizing and decluttering, there's no one better than Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. 416-697-8106. One call will give you a complimentary consultation so you can have an understanding of what's to come and how you can fit into a plan that will make you smile. Thank you, Lori, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Marilyn.
Charles and Anne Moore said it well when they said a child needs a grandparent, anybody's grandparent, to grow a little more securely in an unfamiliar world. We each can give our love and kindness and see a special resource to strengthen and help a child grow and build a better future. We can be a positive force in a child's life when we grandparent them. What we do will matter and be remembered. The love we give will stay in their hearts long after we're gone. Let's make today the day we support children throughout the world so they're able to have a quality education, regardless of where they find themselves. Let's support the organizations who lift the children of our world up. We can give those organizations money, or we can participate and give them effort and volunteer. Most certainly, we can make a difference in the life of an individual child here at home. Let's be grandparents to children and impact their life and help them find their way in this complex world. Nobody can do what we can do as grandparents when we're part of a child's life and give them love, kindness, and the benefit of our stories and share our view of the world. Happy Grandparents' Day to all who are grandmothers and grandfathers. Your advice, your life lessons and friendships and love nurtures and helps a child thrive and will help them reach their potential. Today can be the start of grandparenthood for anyone listening. All it takes is finding a child, and there are many organizations that can help us with that. Or you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777, and I'll gladly share my organization list with you. Our hour today is almost over, and it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Enjoy this day and the weekend. And keep in mind that children need us, and that we can grandparent them and help make a better world. Have a great day, a fabulous weekend, and a fulfilling week. Until we speak again, from a woman's perspective, next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care. Spread your love. Share your stories. And enjoy grandparenthood. Bye. Until next Saturday.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.